Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Chad aligns itself with the declaration made by Côte d'Ivoire on behalf of the Africa Group. We commend the commitment of Madam High Commissioner, and we appreciate the immense work of all of the teams of the High Commissioner here in Geneva and in our own country. In terms of the update for the attention of all members with respect to the political situation in Chad, I must say that the political transition in Chad following the tragic passing of our president is unfolding in compliance with the commitments of the Military Council of the Transition and following the consensus-based roadmap. This inclusive process, led by a government that brings together all the parts of the population, led by a civil prime minister, and drawing from the opposition, held a national forum of dialogue mentioned in the report of the High Commissioner. This commitment, with respect to the population of Chad and before the international community, will be upheld. We have no doubt on this. Chad remains faithful that this process, which represents in its eyes the only path to definitive peace and reconciliation between all of our sons and daughters. Meanwhile, Chad will be happy to welcome mandate holders and special rapporteurs, and we express our desire that our country will be visited. To conclude, my country encourages the High Commissioner in its country visits, and we hail the full cooperation of, for example, our neighbour Niger and also China for their cooperation.